Zondervan presents Life in Defiance, Book 3 in the Defiance Texas Trilogy by Mary E. DeMuth. Read by Renee Rodman. 1. Defiance, Texas, December 1977. When Hap Swift kicks me in my stomach, the last thing I see is the retreat of one well-polished pastor's shoe. Mama always said you could tell the value of a man by the shine of his shoes. How he treated them reflected how he treated his women, she believed. If you can find a man with polished shoes, Louise, she told me, then you'll find the world. The world I find today is a dirt-embedded yellow linoleum floor, no longer reverberating from rushing kids preparing for school. I can't even remember what brought on the kick, what inciting words I said to deserve Hap's rage. I try to stand, but the world twirls around me, nearly the same feeling I get when I drink a little too much, though not nearly as sweet, not as beautiful an escape. I retaste my breakfast, then swallow it again. I'm terribly good at swallowing things these days, particularly secrets. The children gulp down their share, too. If the church body would dethrone Hap from his pulpited pedestal and truly look him square in the eyes, they'd see these secrets. But no one bothers, not even the elders and deacons who actually know more than they let on. So we ingest secrets.